Barak. Where, like a pleasant Watteau, we lie in the afternoon, she in her billowing underthings, I with my mandolin, she with her pretty pink parasol, I in my red velvet hat, two glasses of black champagne nearby, ignored and flat. Many do pass and marvel. What languid laissez-faire! The elegant hand towards the mouth, with its fingers, I don't care. O enviable paraphernalia! And what joy to emulate each powered indifferent action of that rich and ruby state! But how can they know, the boorish, with their healthy, snub-nosed brats, in their smelly sneakers and sweaty shirts, common as Soho spats, that we do not love it here, on our hillside by the road, on our jolly old picnic, bugger off, the world will soon explode. How can they know, the servile, they went to a different school, to our golden mean of mean excess, they learned the golden rule, and the ruder rule of the gilded, or how to incur the bribe of a lazy lord laid low by gout in an ennui hard to describe. I have no love of gapers. She hates her bourgeois queen, and we turn the one to the other. In clear blue eyes are seen not the balls of Ascot and Venice, nor the unicorn up on the door, nor the stiff upper lip of the paintings, nor the shine on the parquet floor, but Lord and Lady Hillside, damned for they've fallen in love. And you don't do that if you're pucker, it's just what your daddies have. Now, like two Bruegel barnsmen, we lie back into the grass, and she smiles a smile slightly vulgar, and I smack her one on the ass.